Track 7. London Landmarks. This month's London landmark is a wine bar. It's described by Rob DeBank, who used to be a Radio 1 DJ. I have to confess I had never heard of him, so I looked him up, and it seems that after a time setting up music festivals and being a DJ, he most recently has been promoting saunas in the Isle of Wight. But let's hear what he has to say about Gordon's Wine Bar.
Hello, I'm Rob DeBank, Radio 1 DJ, festival organiser, record label boss and jack of all trades and master of none. And I've chosen Gordon's, the oldest wine bar in London, to recommend to you. Gordon's is an atmospheric cellar bar tucked away just off the embankment, a hidden gem that's been a regular haunt of mine and the best of all crew for many years. It's kind of the perfect place to escape to for a quiet lunchtime drink in the middle of the city, or maybe somewhere to enjoy the breeze off the Thames on a sunny summer's evening when the crowd spills out of the bar onto Watergate Walk. There's a lot to like about Gordon's. I love its eccentric vibe, the candlelight and cobwebs, the cave-like interiors. I also really like its independent spirit. No chain pub mentality here. It's been a family-run place since 1890, created by the same kind of thinking that maybe inspired me to set up my own independent festival, Bestival. I like the fact that they only serve wine, which discourages lager drinkers, but not in a snooty way. And I like the fact that stepping into Gordon's is a little like stepping back in time to the London of Samuel Pepys, who lived in the building in the 1680s. Kipling House, a large seven-storey building in which the bar is situated, was previously a warehouse occupied by a firm of seed sellers in 1820. But this came to an end in 1864 when the river was embanked. Following this, it was turned into accommodation and the wine bar began its life. It was opened by Angus Gordon, one of the few remaining so-called free vintners who were able to set up and sell wine anywhere without applying for a licence. Over the years, the bar's had many associations with the literary and theatrical fields. In the room overhead, Rudyard Kipling wrote The Light That Failed, and both he and Chesterton wrote some of their works in the little parlour of the wine bar. In 1975, the bar was bought by sherry importer Louis Gordon. No relation to Angus, but a happy coincidence that Gordon's could continue with the same name. The bar is still run by members of his family, and their motto is No Change, which means no music, no TV screens, and definitely no dusting. To locate Gordon's, you turn left out of Embankment Station and walk up Villiers Street, past Victoria Embankment Gardens. Gordon's is on your right at number 47, inhabiting the lower right corner of Kipling House. The bar's frontage is unremarkable and easily missed amongst the bustling eateries on the strip, but again, that's part of Gordon's charm. Its front is painted dark brown with emerald green tiling from thigh height to ground level. Running along the top, the words Gordon's Wine Bar have been painted directly onto the wall in gold. There is a large recessed window which is caged in. Inside are rows of vintage champagne and sherry bottles covered in thick dust. A sign reads, Wines from the world served in dock glasses. Either side of the window are two cream plaques bearing the blue and gold Gordon Shield logo. The plain wooden door is located on the far left as you face the building. As you go in, there is a corridor to your right which leads to the toilets, and directly in front of you, a steep narrow staircase that leads down into the main bar. Inside, you'll find yourself in a low-lit room with weathered wood-panelled walls covered in framed memorabilia and reproductions of oil paintings. The pictures have a patriotic theme. The portraits are of Winston Churchill and Queen Victoria, and the memorabilia is mostly Browning newspaper pages celebrating royal occasions. There's a Blick grandfather clock on the wall and a policeman's helmet hanging up. The floor is grey stone, and cobwebs festoon the ceiling fans and a small model of a plane that Louis Gordon once flew that hangs from the ceiling. The brick stairwell is in the centre of the room and the space opens out around it. Directly in front of the stairs is a food service area. The bar counter is on the left, and five wooden bar tables and mismatched chairs are secreted in cosy nooks to the rear of the stairwell. From the long wooden bar counter, you can order a schooner of port or Madeira served directly from five big oak barrels. The barrels are stored on their sides under an arch on the back wall, their round ends facing us. And the names of the different drinks are written above the taps, such as Gordon's Old Wood Tawny. A blackboard advertises their long list of fortified wines. At the food counter, you can order pies, roasts and salads from a number of hot and cold display cabinets. But Gordon's speciality is its cheeses, and you can select a cheese plate cut from great big slabs of brie and blue. Moving through a stone archway to the left of the bar counter, you arrive in my favourite part of Gordon's, the candle-lit cellar bar. But be warned, the arch ceiling is very low in places and you'll have to stoop once inside. The cellar is a shadowy tunnel space shape with ancient black and grey stone walls and ceiling. It's got a spooky dungeon-like vibe accentuated by a caged-in area on the right with an iron-barred gate. This area was originally used for storage but now has seating inside and can be hired for private functions. The cellar's about 20 metres long with 14 tables in it and an exit into the main bar at the end. Here, as the flickering candles give the only light, anonymity is guaranteed. To access the outside area, there's a set of stone steps to the right of the food counter. Watergate Walk is a long space overlooking Victoria Gardens with 23 tables along one side and 18 barrel-shaped tables along the other. At the end, on the right, as you enter from the bar, there's a flight of stairs leading back onto Villiers Street. I do hope you get to visit Gordon's and enjoy its special atmosphere and perhaps a cheeky little port or two.
Thank you, Rob. That was a most unusual choice.